Star 1310, and we welcome Warren Campbell. Warren, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, just great.
All right, all right.
Warren, before we talk about your group, let's talk about production and the great production work that you've done. What takes or what makes a great producer?
It starts and ends with an ear. I think because there's so many different styles of producing. You have producers who are hands-on, who actually do everything you hear on the track, and then you have producers who sort of delegate and tell people what to do on the track. But either way, they both have good ears, and are great ears, I should say, and the wherewithal to know what to put, when to put, and how to put it there. You know what I mean? That's really the long and short of it, just that ear.
Is it easy to produce a Mary Mary?
It is not easy. It's not easy to produce Mary Mary, mainly because one is my wife and one is my sister-in-law. And you know, it's difficult to work with family sometimes because we're all so familiar.
Right.
So the lines are always blurred. It's about, you know, especially professionally, you know, am I talking to my wife or my artist, or am I talking to my sister-in-law or my artist? You know, sometimes it gets a little blurry. But as far as creatively, well, that part's easy because we just have a chemistry that I believe God gave us.
How did you meet your wife?
Actually, I met her at a play. She was in a play back in 95.
Okay.
And I went to the play because I was taking my father from somewhere for his birthday, and we went to this play, and she was in it. That's how I met her.
Wow, very interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about your new project.
Sure.
And we're going to talk about the quartet music.
Right.
How is it that a Warren Campbell has that ear, as we were talking about, that ear for quartet music? Because you find some quartet groups, the older quartet groups, it seems like they're struggling a little bit. But a Warren Campbell seems like he can drop that tune and it's right on time.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It is about timing, about, you know, when you drop a song. But at the end of the day, it's about the song. As far as my affinity towards quartet music, I kind of was raised on it. There's a man by the name of Ollie Collins, who's he's down in Mississippi, but he was in Los Angeles for maybe 40 years or better. Or 30 years or better, and he was a radio announcer, and he promoted concerts. He used to have the Clouds and the Spiritual QCs. He had every quartet, the Jackson Southerners, every quartet you can think of. He would promote them and have them in L.A. And me and his son were best friends, so I spent the night at their home almost every weekend, and we would go to these quartet concerts. I mean, I was maybe 13 years old, 12, 13 years old. And that was my influence. I loved Willie Nelson and the Keynotes. That was like my favorite,
hey.
My favorite band. So, you know, that's, I kind of grew up on it. And as you grow older, you know, you start doing other things and, you know, producing records, just, you know, growing into who you are. But I never lost that love. And so when we decided to do this, you know, everybody around us, we all grew up on quartet music. We all grew up loving it. So we said, you know what, this is what we want to do.
On your first project, were expectations met?
Yeah, I think they were. Especially because we were just hoping that we would be accepted by the quartet community, you know, and that was one of the reasons why we decided to reach out to Harvey Watkins and to Paul Porter of the Christian Airs to do records and songs with us, because we figured if those guys stamped us, then, you know, maybe the rest of the quartet community would, you know, give us a pass and say, okay, we welcome you guys. And we did. We certainly felt the love. We went to Alabama and did the quartet convention. And then at the GMWA, we did quartet night there. And then ultimately when we won the Stellar Award for Best Quartet Group of the Year, I mean, you know, that sealed the deal and let us know that we were accepted and we were here. And, you know, outside of what we felt is our God-given call to do, you know, we're human beings, and sometimes we really look for and need that acceptance. And that was accomplished, I believe.
Being Quartet Group of the Year, what type of pressure will there be, or is there any pressure on the new project?
You know, I really don't see it as pressure. You know, we don't do this for the awards. It's great. I mean, it's like a huge honor to get these awards. But I like to say that man gives the awards and God gives the reward. And so what we're doing, we're working for God so we can hopefully one day get our reward. And the award is just something that happens along the way. And if it doesn't happen, then, you know, we still know that God called us, and we're okay. So, you know, while it is nice, we certainly don't do it for the awards.
What can we expect from the new project?
You know, just some good old quartet music and a couple of new twists as far as, you know, sound-wise. This album was definitely a labor of love. We put a lot into it. And the DVD, we're going to package the DVD, which we didn't do on the last record, and we're going to put that out. But what the other treat we're going to put with it is the DVD from our first record we're going to add to the package. And so you'll be able to, it's never before seen footage of us, you know, recording that album live. And so we'll put that with it. So that's a bonus.
And the name of it is?
It's just Soul Seekers 2.
Okay. Soul Seekers 2.
Like Volume 2.
Okay. Now, if this is successful, just like your first album, will there be a Soul Seekers 3?
Oh, definitely. We don't plan to stop anytime soon. All the guys, we joke and say, you know, we're going to be singing this music until we're 70, 80 years old. We look up to guys like Clouds and the Cantons and the Blind Boys, because, you know, they've been paving the way a long time, and we look to bring up the rear and pave the way for some guys coming behind us, you know.
Our guest, Warren Campbell, Baby Dove. You mentioned, Warren, that you don't do it for the accolades.
Right.
Basically, you're doing it for God. It's a ministry to you.
Right.
Is that how most gospel artists look at it, or should they look at it that way?
Well, I certainly hope gospel artists would look at what they do as a gift, but also as a task that they've been sent to do by God. You know, it is a task. That is the only reason I can explain why we would deal with some of the hardships that happen in gospel music. Because, you know, I've dealt with artists and artist careers on the secular side, and they have challenges, but not as much as we do. You know, we do a lot, we do more sometimes than the secular artists have to do, but with less in return. You know, as far as the sales and the money, but, you know, it's evident that we don't do it for that, because these artists, they keep coming and they keep putting out albums and they keep doing it because there's something driving them. And I believe that God is putting the batteries in their backs and telling them to keep going.